Rabbit, Soldier, Angel, Thief. Written by Katrina Nanastad and read by Ben Walter. I'm cold. I'm crawling through the dark, flat on my belly. Elbows and legs working, but I'm cold. So cold. The ground is hard, icy, cruel. The chill presses through my clothes and skin, right to the core of me, and the fear does too. I start to shake, a little at first, then plenty, so that every bone in my body rattles. Surely rattling bones make a sound, like pebbles in a pocket. No, louder, like hand grenades jiggling in their crates in the back of a truck. The sound will give me away. I hear footfalls, soft and stealthy. A patrol. They don't want others to hear as they approach, but I hear. My ears are sharp, practiced in the art of listening. I press myself into the shadows. Even the dark of night has shadows, perfect for hiding. I merge into the darkness and wrap my fingers more firmly around the handle of my knife. I force my rattling bones to be still. Feet and legs pass by. Two pairs. They're so close to my face I could lick the heels as they go. I wait until there is nothing but silence. I wait a little longer, then slip out of the shadows. The way is clear now. I slither like a lizard, no longer feeling cold or pain, fear or fatigue. I make straight for my target, pale and plump, almost shining in the night. I pull back my arm, clench my jaw, then stab. I plunge the knife in as deep as it will go. A voice cries out, waking soldiers all around me, but I'm here now and determined to finish what I started. I pull downward, and the blade of the knife rips the stab wound wide. There's another howl and a bright flash. A searchlight draws a line through the darkness. Then two. They dash about, their beams crossing and separating and scanning past my face and my feet and the crying, howling soldier who's now cursing too. I grab what I came for, squeeze my fist tight and run like a rabbit. I run and trip and collide with soldiers and bits of iron and metal and fabric, dodging one searchlight then another until at last I'm hit. Blinded by the light, frozen to the spot, caught. I remain silent as the nurse guides me back to bed. It's Irina, my favourite. She's young and pretty and talks a lot about her family at home in Siberia. Poor boy. She shakes her head and tucks the end of my bandages back inside my pyjama shirt. It was bad enough when we found you wandering in the street last night. But now this? Running about with a knife in your hand, a 10-year-old, and on those legs. I wasn't running. I was crawling too. But I don't say it out loud.